भूतानि सर्वाणि तुपधारय अहं कृष्णस्य जगतः प्रभव प्रलयस्तथा। सो एज यू हैव एक्सप्लेन लास्ट मॉर्निंग ऑल दीज डिफरेंट फॉर्म्स बोथ लिविंग and not living, jada cheta, animate and inanimate, everything. They are products of the two energies of Krishna, apara and para, inferior and superior. They inanimate is inferior energy, product of the inferior energy, and animate is the product of superior energy. But both of them are energies. And they are combination. They are combination in this material world. In the spiritual world, there is no display of inferior energy. There is only the superior energy, chetan, chit jagat. The spiritual world is therefore called a living world. There is no manifestation of this achetan or inanimate. There are also varieties, as we have got here. There is water, there are trees, there is land, not nirvishesh, not impersonal. Everything is there. But they are all made of the superior energy. It is described that Jamuna river is flowing with her waves. But when Krishna comes on the bank of the Jamuna, the waves stop to hear Krishna's flute. These are the descriptions. When Krishna passes through the roads of Vrindavan, the fruits and flowers, they offer their obeisances. And Krishna understands, and he takes. So this is the position of the spiritual world. From this material world, we cannot conjecture or imagine what is spiritual world. But we can simply understand anubhav by perceiving. By realizing there are two energies, that we can understand very easily. Just like the difference between a living man and a dead man, that we can realize, anyone can realize. The dead man means that spiritual energy is no longer there. Scientists, the so-called scientists, they say there is no such thing as spiritual energy or soul. The bodily function has stopped, therefore a man is dead. So, if it is only material, then why it is not re-innovated? It could be reinstated, just like a material car stops to run. You go to a gas station, get some gas, again the car runs. Similarly, if this body is simply lump of matter, then when it stops to move, then why not give something material so that it can again rise up and move? There are so many arguments in this connection. If the materialist scientist argue that the blood has become white, therefore the movement is stopped. So the answer should be the blood can be colored by so many scientific methods, and if redness of the blood, natural redness of the blood, is the source of life, then there are many jewels that are naturally red. Why they are not living? So these arguments cannot be applied. The real thing is that the soul, individual soul, because the individual soul has passed away, therefore the body is there. You cannot say that the life-giving substance or ingredients are lacking. No, that is not. The life-giving ingredients are there. If you say there are life-giving ingredients, I mean to say that material ingredients in which the soul was enwrapped, that is already there. And the life-giving force, that is also there, because the dead body immediately after decomposition growing or breeding so many germs. So the life, you cannot say that life-giving ingredients are lacking. There is already, otherwise how these germs are coming? How? So these arguments are not sound arguments. The real position is, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, etat janini sarvani. Etat janini sarvani. Etat janini bhutani sarvani tupadhar. So everything is going on by combination of these two energies. And because these two energies are emanating from Krishna, therefore Krishna is the origin of creation. This is the conclusion. Krishna is the original cause. Krishna says also, Aham sarvasya prabhava. I am the origin of everything. The Vedanta Sutra says that the absolute true Supreme Personality of Godhead is He from whom everything generates. Janmadasya jataha. These are the statements of the Vedic literature, and the conclusion is that Krishna is the origin of everything. Sarvakarana karana, the cause of all causes. Yet Krishna says, Aham Krishna sajagataha prabhava pralayasatha. Krishna sajagataha prabhava pralayasatha. Here in this material world, we experience that things are generated or born, and again they are finished, vanquished. So the cause of generation is also Krishna, and the cause of vanquishing is also Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Aham Sarva Harascha, Aham Sarva Mrityu. At last, I am as death. I take away everything from the living entity. Aham sarva harastra. Mrityu. Mrityu aham sarva harastra. So at the time of death, we lose everything, whatever we have gained. So who takes away? Therefore, Krishna's another name is Hari. Hari means taking away. Hara. Harati is the Hari. He takes away. So for the devotee, he takes away all the material miseries. And for the non-devotee, he takes away everything what he has created. Therefore, he is called Hari. Tasma sarvatmana bharata bhagavan ishvara hari smartabhya. This was the instruction of Sukadev Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj, that tasmad bharata sarvatma bhagavan ishvara hari. Hari, that another name of Bhagavan is Hari. Ishvara bhagavan hari. Smartabhya, always, please remember. Kichitabhascha, always to be glorified. Smartabhya, kichitabhascha, in this way, the Bhagavad said. So this Krishna consciousness movement is a process, always remembering Hari, Bhagavan, Ishvara Hari. Smartabha, Kirtitambhascha. These are the instructions. So, Krishna is the cause of all. Now here there is difference between Mayavadi philosophy and Vaishnava philosophy. Now here, our Vaishnava philosophy is that everything is created as the product of the energy of the Supreme Lord. The Mayavadi theory is that the Lord has become everything. The Lord has become everything, that is all right. But that does not mean that there is no more Lord. This is material conception. Just like if you take a piece of paper and make it into fragments, many fragments, and throw it, the original piece of paper is no longer existing. This is material thing. But spiritual, Krishna, by his energy, has produced innumerable universes, and in each and every universe there are innumerable planets, and each and every planet there are innumerable mountains, rivers, seas, and their byproducts. In this way, the whole existence is there, one after another. How things are happening like that, they are also described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, after one after another. Just from the sky there is sound, and from sound there is air, from air there is fire, from fire there is water, from water there is earth. So it is not that this Krishna consciousness movement is a sentimental movement. It is based on fully scientific basis. But people do not understand this science. They are simply, allured by the experimental science. The experimental science is very limited. Everything is experimental, but we do not know the process how to make this experiment. Otherwise, science means experimental science. But our knowledge, our activities are so limited that we cannot experiment higher analytical process. That is not possible. Just like I have several times given this example, just like there is a flower, the flower is fructifying from the plant, but there is a process. We see all of a sudden in the morning there is a nice rose flower, but we evade the experimental knowledge because we cannot do it. We say by nature. This nature is prakriti. This prakriti is described here, paraprakriti, aparaprakriti. So this nature is working not blindly, under the direction of Krishna. Just like you have got some energy. That energy you can utilize as you like. Not that all of a sudden the energy comes out from your body and it acts. Suppose you have got the energy to give somebody a blow. This energy is there in your body. But when you like, when you desire to use this energy, then it acts. Not that the energy automatically comes out. No. Similarly, this energy, this material energy and the spiritual energy, they are Krishna's energies. When he likes, he exhibits. Therefore, Krishna says, mayādhakṣena prakriti śrīyate sa caracara. When he desires, there is creation. When he desires, there is annihilation. In the Bible also it is said, God said, let there be creation, and there was creation. This is fact. But the so-called scientists, they cannot explain how God said that let there be creation and there was creation. Because the so-called scientists, they are thinking in terms of their own knowledge. When the scientists want to create something, they require the implements, they require the ingredients, they require the facilities, they require the laboratory, and so many things. But parashakti vividhaivasyate, God's energy is so perfect that as soon as he desires, everything is performed automatically. Now in this age of electronics, we find very easily that you simply, just like the airplanes, they are running in electronics. Big mechanical process by electronics, simply by the pilot is pushing one button and so many things are happening. So if it is possible for the material scientists to discover such nice mechanical arrangement by simply pushing on the button, such wonderful things take place, why not Krishna's energy, as soon as he desires, everything is good. What is difficult? He's omnipotent. He's all-powerful. His energy, the energies are working, but the energies are working so quickly and swiftly and subtly that we cannot see how they work. That is the difference. Because due to our dull brain, we cannot appreciate, we simply say nature, but we cannot explain what is that nature. Therefore, the Vedic literature, we should accept as they are. They're perfect. Vedic literature, we give authority because they are so perfect. Everything is scientific and perfect. Simply, we have to accept it. We save our time to the cow dung is pure antiseptic. We get the information from Vedas. The Vedas also say that any stool of animal is impure, but another place it says that the cow dung is pure. Now, from our point of view, we shall speak, it is contradiction. No, it is not contradiction. It is actual statement. If you analyze cow dung, you'll find it is full of antiseptic properties. This Vedic process of understanding is very perfect. And all the acharyas, they accept. Shruti Pramana. Just like here, the statement of Krishna, Sri Ramanuja Acharya has quoted many Vedic statesmen, how Krishna, this claim that I am the origin of everything, I am the creator of everything, that is given evidences from Vedas, Mundaka Upanishad, Mahan Abhakti Liyate Abhakta Ishare Akkhare Liyate Akkharang Tamasi Liyate Tamah Pare Deve Eki Bhavati. So these are Vedic statements. How things are emanating from the origin of all causes and how they are again going back. Just like in the Brahma Sangita. Agni Mahi Gagana Mambo Maru Dishascha Kala Sathatma Manasiti Jagatrayani Jasmat Bhavanti Vivanti Prabhishanti Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Vajani. These are Vedic statements. Agni Mahi Gagana Mambo Maru Dishascha Kalastathātma manasīti jagatrayāni jasmād bhavanti vibhavanti viśanti jamcha jasmād bhavanti. In the Upanishad also, jatuvā imāni bhūtāni jāyanti. So, the statements of Bhagavad Gītā, because it is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are exactly the Vedic statement. But to make it easier for our understanding, for the people of this age, Krishna left this Bhagavad Gita spoken by himself personally. So unfortunately, there are so many rascals. They misinterpret this Bhagavad Gita. They do not understand Bhagavad Gita from the disciplic succession. Krishna said that this Bhagavad Gita should be understood in disciplic succession. Evam parampara praptam, evam rajasayavi. This is transcendental knowledge. We should hear from the authority as it is, not by changing according to my hymns. That is going on now, that everyone can interpret in his own way. Jatamattata. If you have got your own opinion, that is also nice. How your opinion can be nice? Every one of us are imperfect. We have got four defects. We commit mistake. We are illusion. Our senses are imperfect. And we want to cheat. How we can give perfect knowledge? It is not possible. You cannot get perfect knowledge for the conditioned soul. However he may be educated in this. That is not education. Real education is one who knows the Vedas, one who knows, one who has understood the Vedic knowledge from the disciplic succession. That is perfect knowledge. Just like yesterday evening we are explaining dharma-jnana, dharma-jnana-divi-saha. Dharma and Gyan, these should be understood very perfectly from the authority. You cannot create Dharma, you cannot have perfect knowledge unless you take it from the authority. So this authority, Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, accepted by all acharyas. Not that because we are preaching Krishna consciousness and therefore we are advocating that Krishna is the Supreme Authority. He is accepted Supreme Authority by all acharyas. Ramanucharya, Madhyacharya, Nimbarka, Vishnu Swami, Lord Chaitanya, and everyone. Krishna, Su, Vyasdev, Devala, Asita, everyone, all the many beings. So we should take in that way. We should not try to interpret Bhagavad Gita in a whimsical way, as I think this may be. Just like sometimes one doctor, medical practitioner of your city in Bombay, he has also written a comment on the Bhagavad Gita, and he has explained that Arjuna is a patient and Krishna is the doctor, medical man. So he is explaining physiology and anatomy. So this is why Mahatma Gandhi, he wanted a non-violence. So he interpreted Bhagavad Gita in his own way to prove non-violence. But very non-violence in Bhagavad Gita. It is spoken on the battlefield. So somebody there, so many commentaries, they're misleading. We should not be misled. We should take Bhagavad Gita as it is, and then we will be profit out of. Otherwise, we shall be misled. Here Krishna said that Aham Sarvasya Prabhava Prayastha. I am the origin of all emanations, and I am the ultimate rest after pralaya, after annihilation, conservation of energy. Jasmād bhavanti vibhavanti viśanti. Bhavanti means comes out, emanates. And vibhavanti enriches, flourishes, and viśanti. This is the way of material existence. It comes out, it takes birth at a certain point, and it remains, just like our body, your body. It is born at a certain date, and it will stay for a certain duration of time, and on a certain date it will vanish. This is the process of. So Krishna is the origin of the birth. Krishna is the maintainer, and Krishna is the annihilator. The form by which he creates, that is Brahma. Of this material. The form by which he maintains, that is Vishnu. And the form by which he annihilates, that is Lord Shiva. Brahma Vishnu Maya. Actually, Krishna is everything. Just like he expands himself for managing different departments. The creation department is Brahma. Gunavata, therefore Brahma is called Rajagunavata, and Vishnu is personally Satagunavata, and Lord Shiva is Tamagunavata. So Krishna personally becomes three and maintains this material world and that three departmental management. But we are concerned with the Satagun. We are concerned with the Satagun avatar, Vishnu, not with the Rajagun and Tamagun. Satagun means maintenance, existence. So our philosophy is to exist, not to annihilate, and not to be created. This Krishna consciousness movement means that now, henceforward, I shall exist. I shall neither take birth, neither I shall annihilate. If you take birth, then you have to be annihilated. But if you don't take birth, there is no question of annihilation. You simply exist. So that can be possible by Krishna consciousness. Krishna says, janma karma me divyam, jo janati tat. If you simply try to understand Krishna, how Krishna appears, how Krishna disappears, why Krishna comes, what does he do? So many things. If you read Bhagavad Gita, you simply think of Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. If you read Srimad Bhagavatam, you shall think of Krishna. If you associate with these Krishna conscious people, then you will always think of Krishna. In this way, when you become fully Krishna conscious, then the result is taktadiham punarjanmanaiti mameti. Immediately you become eligible to go back to home, back to God. That is our mission. No more taking birth, no more annihilation. Exist, return, na jayate na mriyate va. To come to that position, neither to die, neither to take birth. So this is possible if we study this Bhagavad Gita according to the ways and method given by the acharyas. Here is commentary by Ramanucharya, acharya. It is very authorized comments. Similarly, these are not comments. They are explained. Comments means I give some interpretation in my own way. So these are explanations, giving evidence from the Vedas. So, etat jonini bhutani sarvani tupadharaya aham krishna sa jagata prabhava pralayasatha. This should be concluded, that Krishna is the Govindamadi purusam tamaham bhajami. Brahmacharya. Govindamadi purusam. Adi purusam. He is the origin of everything. Purusam adhyam. Arjuna accepted Krishna after reading Bhagavad Gita. Param Brahma, Param Dham, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavam. Purusam Sasatam Adyam. You are the Purusha. Purusha. The supreme absolute truth is never Prakriti. Prakriti is the energy of the Purusha. He is Purusha, Bhokta. So when you worship Prakriti, material energy, or this spiritual energy is Radhara, and the material energy is Durga, Devi. But they are under Krishna. They are not the supreme. They are working. Maya dhakshena prakriti, swati sachara. They are working under Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is original Purusha. Purusham Adhyam. Govindam Adi Purusha. He is Adi Purusha. He is only Purusha. Male, where all others are there, female. Don't understand female means like this. Female means predominated, and male means predominator. So Krishna is always predominator, and everything is predominated. That is Krishna's position. Matta parataram nanyat kinchidasti dhananjaya. Because he is the supreme. All the energies are working under him. Therefore, he said, Matta, beyond me, parataram nanyat. There is no more superior. Object. Matta parataram nanyat kinchidasti dhananjaya. Mai sarvamidam prutam. Sutre Muniganaiva. Just like in a necklace, the pearls are woven in a thread, on a thread. So Krishna says, everything that you see, they're just like pearls, but they're resting on the thread, which are. As soon as the thread is broken, they will be scattered. Similarly, Krishna is the resting place. In another sloka, Krishna says, Maya tatamidam sarvam jagat abhakta murtina masthani sarvabhutani naham teshu avasthita. Just like this example, the pearls. They are resting on the thread, but the pearl is not the thread. This is Achinta Vedave philosophy. Everything is resting, is emanation from Krishna. But not that everything is Krishna. The Mayavada philosophy is that Krishna is the supreme, has expanded as everything, pantheism. Then why Krishna separately to yourself? Everything should be yours. No, that's not. Everything, the worshipable is the supreme, Krishna. Manmana bhavavad bhakta madhya jiman namaskuru. Krishna says, manmana bhava. You just think of me. Although he is everything, he does not say that you think of stone, you think of this or think of that. The Mayavadiya thing. No. He just think of me. Manmana bhavavad bhakta madhya jiman namaskuru. Not that because I am expanded as everything, therefore everything should be worshipped as Krishna. No. So, if we study Bhagavad Gita in this way, then we come to Krishna consciousness very easily. We have published Bhagavad Gita as it is. So we request everyone to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is and take the profit out. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.